Toasted by Shannon, read by Potvig Lover.
Please, God, tell me that's coffee you've got there.
Kowalski groaned weakly, his head buried beneath the pillow. Ray sat on the edge of the bed, placing a cup of coffee on the bedside table, safely out of the Kowalski flailing limb zone. Yeah, what the hell made you drink so much champagne? You are making New Year's toasts to the turtle, you know that?
It's important to remember your pets on the holidays,
Kowalski muttered, voice muffled by the pillow. Yeah, I got that. And your parents and the Liu and Benny and some schmuck you knew in 10th grade. Kowalski lifted his head and glared, blue eyes all blurry and sleepy. That was the first guy I kissed, Vecchio. Maybe you should be nicer to him. Grateful, even. I'll keep that in mind, Ray snorted. Oh, and then you called our mutual ex-wife and told her how much you'd missed giving blowjobs. Oh, fuck, I did not, did I? Ray was laughing now. Yeah, but you somehow managed to dial my cell phone instead, so I just let it go to voicemail. I don't even know how you got my number and Stella's confused. We don't even have the same area code, Stanley. Kowalski ducked his head, looking kind of sheepish. Oh, He cleared a throat. That's 'cause I used the speed dial. Stell used to be the first number on it, but I changed it a few weeks ago. Kowalski looked wary, almost as if finding out Ray was number one on a speed dial was going to send him running. Ray ruffled Kowalski's hair, and Kowalski growled and batted ineffectually at his hand, like a cranky toddler. Stop it! I'm gonna keep that message forever, Ray said gleefully, and kissed him.